I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome back to another week here at the Stress Mastery Podcast. I'm your host, David the Super Millennial, and on today's episode of Mondays with the Super Millennial, we're going to be discussing, does this align with my purpose? Before we get started with today's episode, I would like to remind you guys that access to the Stress Mastery community is absolutely free for the first 30 days. All you have to do is sign up today and get complete access to courses, evaluations, community discussions, and much, much more instantly. If you guys have any questions at all, please email me at david@livingrightwithbillcourtwright.com, and I'll make sure to take care of any questions or concerns you may have. Simply go to www.stressmasterycommunity.com or use the links right below in the show notes. We hope to see you guys in the community very, very soon. Now, let's begin with today's episode. Our whole lives, we were taught that everyone has a choice. We can be who we want to be, we can live where we want to live, and we could do what we want to do. But so many people are unhappy, unfulfilled with many of the choices they've made in their lives. And why is that if we have so many choices and the choice is up to us? Well, even though we're taught all of those nice things and we have all these wonderful choices, our programming is meant to keep us in the tribe. This means so many people make choices out of guilt rather than their own happiness and fulfillment. This one is a major issue among the millennial generation, and this is an issue that we're facing currently. We have made many of our decisions based on what the previous generation has taught us, and not necessarily what's supposed to make us happy, fulfilled, and find peace. The old teaching that we had was go to school, get a good job, buy a house, raise a family, and leave something for your kids. Well, growing up, I was also taught that I need to stop wasting time on games. It's not going to make me money, and it's just a waste of space. I should be focusing on school. And now, one of the fastest growing sports industries in the world is video games. Believe it or not, and that's something that when we were getting taught that younger, something that didn't even seem realistic. It sounded like video games are just a waste of time, but it's to show you how different things go and how many changes and options we have throughout the different generations. So it's something to definitely keep in mind as you progress and you go through. This is something that we need to understand as we are getting older, that some of the stuff that we were taught may have been the right teaching for that right moment. It might have been the right teaching for the skill set that the person was teaching it, but it's for us to take it, you know, with a grain of salt, to look at our own lives and see whether that provides happiness, fulfillment, and peace. Because going to school, getting a good job, buying a house, raising a family, and leaving something for the kids may not be bad for everyone, including people in the millennial generation and the generation before. This is why we have choices. These choices are allowing us to figure out who we are, what's our purpose, and how the choices that we make in life align with these purposes, and does it bring us happiness? Does it bring us fulfillment? That's the real question. If you're doing it out of guilt, if you're doing it to please your parents, your family, your current neighborhood tribe, your friends, any of these things, I can promise you that even if you may like it in the beginning, if you're not doing it for your own happiness, for your own fulfillment, and without matching something that works with your purpose, you will eventually get burnt out, you will eventually become unhappy, and you will start seeking another change. Now, listening to these advices in the beginning when you don't know what to do may not be a bad thing, but being able to discover who you are, you know, why you're here and what works best for you is always going to be the key. That is something I think many people forget, is that You're allowed to make changes and choices and go through many different, you know, phases and parts of your life where you make different choices than what you would have a few years ago or even a year ago. People change, people grow, especially if you're working on yourself, especially if you're going through and you're really discovering who you are. You'll realize that some of the choices that you made were based off of the vibration that you were living at, the vibration that you were operating in. So it's very important that you do that and you take a reflection. But I think it's important that we need to make choices based off of things that create connection, fulfillment, happiness, and peace. That is the overall goal of it. You want to make choices that are going to provide more than just some, you know, money, is going to provide more than just status, provide more than just, you know, pleasing your parents or your family or your friends. You need to learn to make choices based off of connection, based off fulfillment, based off happiness and peace. It's very important. This will provide long-term happiness. This will provide long-term connection. This is where longevity in what you do, the passion stays there, the energy stays there. So we need to start learning to make those choices based off of that and not guilt. But it could be difficult. I understand that, especially with, you know, certain upbringings or, you know, your group of friends or lifelong childhood friends, all these things. But we need to learn how to make these difficult choices. How can we make these choices that, you know, sometimes feel very difficult to do? Well, as always for the Monday Millennial episode, I have four questions that you can ask yourself before making a decision in order to make sure it's the right one for you. The first one that I have is, sit down and ask yourself, does this align with my purpose? If you don't know your purpose, you can find it in a community. I'm not continuing on that, but if you guys know your purpose, ask yourself, does this align with my purpose? If it aligns with your purpose, then great. That's one major check mark that you can mark off of your list. It's huge. If something aligns with your purpose, then, you know, hopefully there's a way that you can, you know, direct yourself and navigate yourself through that choice as it progresses to further align with your purpose, to further align with your mission, to further align with your values. But if you make a decision that doesn't align with your purpose, it's not going to last long. And even if you grind through and try to make it work, it's just one of those things that eventually you're going to be burnt out. Eventually you're going to be unhappy. And eventually you're going to feel that you need a change. The second thing that I have is, ask yourself, who am I doing this for? So many people don't even ask that question. They just go through on like autopilot because that's what we thought we were taught to do. Those are the things that we kind of were expected to do. But why are you doing this? Who are you doing this for? Are you doing it for yourself? Are you doing it for your family? Are you doing it for the college name? What is your actual purpose of doing this? Who are you doing this for? Such an important question, but so many people fail to ask that question because we kind of just go through it, you know. I went to college because I thought that's what I was supposed to do. I didn't do it for me. I didn't want to go. I did it for my parents. I did it because that's what the school system taught me. My girlfriend at the time was saying the same thing. I didn't do it for me. Did it follow my purpose? Absolutely not. Who are you doing this for? It's such an important question to ask yourself, especially after you ask the question of, does this align with my purpose? Number three, will this bring me fulfillment and peace? Now, this is an important one because it piggybacks on the purpose part of it. You can find something that aligns with your purpose, but will it bring you fulfillment and peace? Now, I could argue all day saying that, you know, somebody that works with us, let's say in accounting, right, is helping us make a shift in the planet. Somebody needs to do it. Somebody needs to take care of the numbers. Somebody needs to make sure that, you know, the company is progressing so we can reach more people, so we can do certain events. Do I want to do it? Absolutely not. but technically it would align with my purpose. Now, this will not bring me fulfillment or peace. Now, that's the important part of it. Yes, if it follows your purpose, fantastic. Will the certain job, certain choice that you're making bring you fulfillment and peace? If not, maybe there's another route, another avenue, another thing that you can do that kind of brings you in the same purpose or the same field that allows you to do this. But really ask yourself, will this bring me fulfillment, peace? The choice is no. Ask yourself a few more questions to see if there is something better that works for you. And the fourth one is, can you afford to take a risk? Choices all about risk. Make the ones that, you know, make you uncomfortable, the ones that will progress you forward, the ones that will allow you to see the world and see different aspects and see different perspectives of things that maybe you never thought that you would be able to. Take the risk if you can. Can you afford to take the risk? And if you can, I highly suggest that you make a really good action plan. You make a good exit plan. You make a good 5-year plan, 10-year plan. You know, 1 year, you really prepare as much as possible. But if you could take the risk, take the risk. I took a risk, you know, with Bill. I took a risk going down to Miami. I took a risk leaving college. All these things were huge things that, you know, I thought would be absolutely detrimental based off of the programming that I was, you know, given growing up. And it turned out to be the greatest risk that I've taken. And it's all the things that, you know, growing up would have been, you're crazy. You're throwing away your future, all these things. So if you can afford to take the risk, if you can afford to, you know, make a choice that is way outside your comfort zone, sometimes that may be the best choice that you'll ever make. So let's go over these four questions that I had for you guys, and then we'll go ahead and get out of here. The first one, does this align with my purpose? Second one, who am I doing this for? Number three, will this bring me fulfillment and peace? And number four, can I take the risk? That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission by simply like, share, and subscribe. The links are right below the show. As always, guys, until next time, stay inspired.